Good afternoon and welcome to ESPN Milwaukee 540 AM radio. It's 77 degrees and cloudy in the city of Milwaukee right now. Still comfortable, beautiful Thursday afternoon, and thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Jack and Brian from 2 to 3 every weekday. I'm Jack Phillips, and alongside me as always is our very own Brian D.
What up?
Brian, thanks for sticking along for the ride.
Of course, man. Happy to do it. It's a beautiful day outside, and there's a lot of stuff happening in Milwaukee sports today, isn't there? Packers start training camp. They had their first practice at 11:30 this morning. The Brewers swung a trade for Joaquin Soria, so they're getting into the mix before the trade deadline. And we've got a new name for the Bucks Arena.
And I don't know. Okay, so do you want me to announce or do you want to announce?
Go for it. It's all you. All
right. I guess I'll be the first one to say
drum
it's the,
roll.
The Fiserv Forum. Is that how, am I pronouncing that right?
Fiserv Forum, yes. Fiserv is like a business-to-business operations technology company, almost like Oracle. You know, the Warriors, the Golden State Warriors play in the Oracle Arena out in the Bay. That's essentially what this is. It's the Midwest version of that. Fiserv's a technology company that has struck a 25-year naming rights deal with the Bucks.
Now, I guess I'd be okay with that as long as that like, so if the Oracle Arena and the Fiserv Forum are somewhat similar based on their companies,
mm-hmm.
What if the Golden State Warriors and the Bucks became somewhat similar as their teams?
I think Bucks fans would be very pleased with that comparison,
At that point, I'd be okay with it. But the name still is a little weird for me because, you know, I thought, obviously, before they announced that, before when it was just the Wisconsin Entertainment Sports Complex or
yep.
whatever, originally I thought, you know, maybe it'll be like a big company that's native to Milwaukee, like Miller or Harley Davidson.
Sure.
And I guess with Harley Davidson already sponsoring the jerseys from last year and that Miller Parks already exist, I guess it would make sense to be Fiserv Forum, at least something different, not
right.
the two that are native to Milwaukee.
Now, I do think that Fiserv has their world headquarters based in southeastern Wisconsin. So it is technically a local company, even though it doesn't scream Wisconsin, right?
Yeah.
Like in the way that Miller does or Harley does, like you mentioned, Jack. So I like that they kept the local tie-in with the naming rights deal. And at the end of the day, and let me know if you agree with me or not, I think this is going to take some getting used to. Right?
Oh, no,
you know,
yeah.
And we'll all come around to it. I think, you know, fans for the Bradley Center, it was originally the Bradley Center. Then they sold the naming rights and it became the BMO Harris Bradley Center. And that sucked for a while, but people came around to it, right? It,
mm-hmm.
it started to become more comfortable. But people always kind of referred to it as the BC, right? It was always mm-hmm. the BC regardless of the naming rights deal. The Mecca was always the Mecca, even after it became the UWM Panther Arena. It was always the Mecca. This, I think it's always going to be known as the Forum. That's what we're going to get comfortable saying it as. I don't think anybody's going to be calling it the FF or the Fiserv Forum, like the full name. I think it'll devolve sort of and become, common nomenclature to call it the Forum. Hey, we're going to the Forum tonight to grab a beer and watch Marquette play. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I think I'm okay with it because of that.
And I think that you can point to any historical impact on, like, different naming rights. Like, when you think about, like, Comiskey Park in
yeah.
Chicago turning into U.S. Cellular Field
and now guaranteed rate field.
You can even think about, like, the Bulls, Chicago Stadium going to the United Center. But
it's
now it's, like, it's the Madhouse on Madison, and it still keeps that,
exactly.
like, that fame there. And I think it really – it's just going to take – a little bit of time, maybe like a decade or so, for people to really just come around to like calling it, you know. And I think the Forum, you said it before we went on air.
Yeah.
That could grow on it.
Because yeah.
originally I thought I was like, when I heard Forum, like, what is this, Memphis? Just because
right.
like, you know, FedEx Forum.
They got
and
the
I'm
FedEx
like,
Forum. It's literally the same. It feels the same because it's two syllables and then the Forum. FedEx Forum, Fiserv Forum. It seems very similar. But I do think, like, if you ask somebody that lives in Memphis, I guarantee they probably wouldn't say, hey, we're going to see the Grizzlies play tonight at the FedEx Forum, right?
Yeah.
You're going to the Forum. That's what you are doing. So I'm ultimately okay with that because it has a short little quick nickname that we can call it by. If it was the I'm spitballing here. If it was the U.S. Bank Center, that doesn't have as quick of a nickname that we can call it, right?
So the best you can get is like the center. You want to call it the bank.
The
but
bank
like,
would be good,
yeah.
right? But like that feels tacky. Like the Forum. I mean, the Forum's got history attached to it too. If you go back to before Staples Center was created out in Los Angeles, they played at the Los Angeles Forum, and people called it the Forum out there, and that became very historical. So I'm hoping that. That becomes comfortable for us in Milwaukee.
And the one thing I do like about this is that it's not like a center or an arena.
Yeah.
Or a stadium.
Yeah.
It's like, I like the teams like Indiana and Memphis, and I guess now Milwaukee, who have like forums or field houses.
Field house, something fun. Yeah,
yeah, something
yeah.
different.
Yeah.
I like it. It makes Milwaukee more unique. And actually,
yep.
before we go to break, I really wanted to pose this like question. Do you think that now that Milwaukee, and I guess even Marquette, since we cover them too,
yeah.
they're both heading into a new arena, kind of like a fresh start. And honestly, if you look at the Golden Eagles, they've got a lot of talent coming up. They've got a lot of good prospects that could really bode well. I think that Marquette's actually ranked third in the Big East preseason standings behind Villanova and Xavier. So do you think that like this new stadium gives more of like a confidence boost to both teams as they head into the season?
100%. We talk about the name, first of all. The name doesn't really matter. You know, we've got a brand spanking new, amazing facility in our city, which is the thing that really matters. But from a confidence perspective, absolutely, right? It gives you, whether you're Marquette or the Bucks or whoever, a brand new opportunity to establish a new home court advantage, right? Mm-hmm. It gives the fans the opportunity to do that as well, where you look back at the history of the Bradley Center. I'm going to miss the arena quite a bit because it was the arena I started going to when I moved to Milwaukee. So there's always going to be that sentimental value involved there, Jack. But there was no great sports on the court history really associated with that building. Now you have a new opportunity. From Marquette's perspective particularly, I think the recruiting advantage they have now of saying, hey, you can play in the most beautiful, brand spanking new basketball facility in the world, period. That to an 18-year-old kid is gold, right?
Mm-hmm, that's true.
So I think that's a huge recruiting advantage for Marquette going forward as well.
And especially with Marquette really getting better and with Wojciechowski really finally feeling like he has the team that he's really wanted over the past 4 or 5 years finally coming together, that could even bode well for possible prospects who coming into the class of 2019, 2020 in the future. Who knows? You know, Marquette could be a top 25 team before we know it in the next couple of years. That's obviously a long way from now, but still, you never really know.
They've got a lot going for them. And, you know, if they can turn it around on the court, I mean, we had our Marquette Backyard Barbecue show a couple of weeks ago here on ESPN Milwaukee. I had the opportunity to sit down with Sakar Anum, a Marquette guard, and he went out of his way to tell me that the uniforms were part of the reason he decided to go to Marquette, because they rock sweet Jordan uniforms, right? And they get all the free Jordan swag. Mm-hmm. So you combine an on-the-court product with the Jordan swag, with a brand spanking new arena, with a great academic institution as well, with a coach like Wojo, there's a lot of recruiting advantages going in the direction of Marquette right now, and the arena's maybe the biggest of all of them.
Well, the Fiverr Forum, definitely a new place to look at if you're in Milwaukee or if you're just visiting, regardless. Number to get in is 1-800-990-3776. You can tweet at us at ESPN Milwaukee, at ESPN BD, or at @JackT_Phillips. Visit us on ESPNWisconsin.com or by using the ESPN app. And it's Jack and Brian on ESPN Milwaukee, 540 AM radio.